the book of St. Luke, chapter number 4. I don't know what you stand in need of this morning. Don't know what might have brought you out this way today, but I want you to know today that our altars are always open here at Liberty Baptist Church. And if you've got a need in your life today, I'm talking about an urgent need, then you get in this altar right here. And there's some help today. I know there's help in the house of God this morning. The Lord's here today. I felt His presence in my soul this morning. And I ask you today, God, to be attentive to the Word of God this morning and let Him speak to you. You know, the Lord speaks in a small, still voice. And He wants to help His people this morning. And He wants to save sinners today. And He wants you to leave here different from how you come in today. And so we want the Lord to speak this morning. Don't matter what I've got to say today, but it matters altogether what He says this morning. And so you open your heart to the Lord this morning and listen to what He has to say to us out of the Word of God today. In the book of St. Luke, chapter number 4, in verse number 40, the Bible says this, "Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto Him, and He laid His hands on every one of them and healed them." I'm glad the Lord don't just pick and choose who He wants to heal and who He wants to touch. But I'm glad if you'll get to Him, hey, He refuses none. "And devils also came out of many, and crying out and saying, Thou art Christ, the Son of God. And He, rebuking them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew that He was Christ. And when it was day, He departed and went to a desert place, and the people sought Him and came unto Him and stayed Him, that He should not depart from them. And He said unto them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent. And He preached in the synagogues of Galilee." Now in chapter number 5, beginning with verse number 12, some very familiar scripture right here to most of us, but listen to what it says this morning. The Bible says, "And it came to pass, when He was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face, and besought Him, saying, Lord, if Thou wilt, Thou canst make me clean. And He put forth His hand and touched him, saying, I will, be Thou clean." Ain't we got a good God this morning? Hey, I'm glad He accepts people just as they are. This old man was full of leprosy, friend. Hey, he was defiled by the disease that he had, and nobody wanted anything to do with him, but Jesus did. He come to Jesus, and He reached out, and He touched him, and He said, "I will be Thou clean." I'm glad He's in the cleaning business today. Hey, listen to me, friend. You can't go too far, and you can't do too much today that Jesus won't have mercy on you and forgive you and cleanse you and save you. Hallelujah. "And immediately," listen to this now, "and immediately the leprosy departed from him." I'm glad you don't get salvation on the installment plan. I'm glad Jesus didn't say, "Hey, go clean yourself up. Hey, get yourself all cleaned up and dressed up and come back and I'll save you and I'll cleanse you from him." But hey, he took him just like he was. He was wearing mourning clothes. He was one that would cover his mouth and cry, "Unclean, unclean." But Jesus didn't refuse him. He accepted him in that condition, and that leprosy departed from him immediately. Hey, I'm glad Jesus works that way. Amen. Hey, He can do it. He can still do it today. Listen, it says, "And He charged him to tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priest and offer for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities." You can be seated this morning. I'm looking at verse number 12 this morning. where the leprous man full of leprosy fell on his face before the Lord. And he cried out saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me whole. And I want to preach this morning with this thought in mind. He still can and He still will today in the day that we live. Hey, Jesus came into this world to seek and to save that which was lost, and He's still today seeking to save them that's lost, them that will come to Him just like this poor leprous man did. He fell on his face before Him and just said, Lord, if Thou wilt. Hey, listen to me this morning. Jesus came into this world. He died for our sins. Our sin debt today has been paid. All you've got to do is just accept what He's already done. And He'll take you just as you are. He'll put a clean heart in you. He'll put a right spirit in you. He'll put a new song in your heart today. Oh, what a Savior that we have got. Boy, this old leprous man, he was full of leprosy. Hey, if you look at him, friend, he was about as low as any man could ever be in this walk of life. He was an outcast in society. People didn't want to have nothing to do with a leper. Matter of fact, they lived on the outside of town. They couldn't come into town. They couldn't come among the congregation of the Lord. Well, they was as low as anybody could be, friend. They were excluded from every bit of society because he was a leper. A leper. Now, I want you to understand some things this morning in the Bible. Those of you that have studied the Bible know that leprosy is a type of sin. Leprosy was a plague in the days of the Bible, friend, that there was no cure known. The only cure that you'll find back in your Bible was a time when God told Moses to put his hand into his bosom when he was refusing to serve the Lord, trying to make excuses. God told him to put his hand in his bosom and pull it out again, and it was white as snow as a leper. God told him to put it back in. Then when he brought it out again, as he was commanded, it was restored. Miriam and Aaron at one time in the book of Exodus, they were contending with Moses. They were complaining about Moses. And God smote Miriam with leprosy. For 7 days she was without the camp with leprosy. But after the 7th day, God restored her. In another story in the Bible, I believe it's in the book of 1 Kings, a man named Maron. What am I trying to say? A man named Naaman. I'll get it right in a minute. A man named Naaman. He was captain of the host over in Syria. But he was a leper. He was a mighty man. He was a great man. But he got healed of his leprosy. Those are the only 3 times, friend, you'll find. And let me say this, friend. It took an act of divinity. It took an act of God to heal any of them of leprosy. So we see leprosy in the Bible. It was probably the most dreaded disease that a man could ever have. Why? There was no cure known to man. That's the way sin is. There's no cure for sin known to man. It only comes by God and a finished work on Calvary's cross. I tell you what you can do. You can go to Oprah and Dr. Phil and all these feel-good folks and some of these high-powered preachers today that's got mega churches. They'll tell you how to feel good about your sin. Yeah, man, they'll tell you how to just cover it up and just go on as you are. But God wants to heal you of your sins this morning. You can only hide sin so long. Amen. You can go through this whole life of covering your sin and hiding your sin, but one day you'll stand before God and all of it, friend, it's going to come to the light. It was the most dreaded disease of the day. Sin. It's the most dreaded disease of the day that we live in. Can I tell you, sin, for a person to die in their sins is worse than anything that could ever happen to you in this life. For if you die in your sins, you'll lift your eyes in a place called hell. You'll be there for eternity. Not only was it the most dreaded disease of its day, it was also the most defiling disease. You see, leprosy, it always started small, but it would always advance slowly. A man might see a small spot on his hand, on his face, or somewhere on his body. He'd have to go to the priest, and the priest would examine him, and he would be set aside for 7 days. He would come back, and they would see if that thing had expanded any. And after he went through a series of rituals like this, if it hadn't grown any, he would be pronounced clean. It's not leprosy. But if it spread, if it had spread, it meant that he was a leper. He was unclean. He had to leave the camp and go outside. Live a lonely life. Listen, it was most defiled. Isn't that the way sin is? How sin defiles and how sin comes in. And it's just a small temptation. And it comes in just a small thing in a person's life. But it'll spread. It'll grow and it'll grow and it'll grow until it totally defiles and consumes one's life. I know what I'm talking about this morning. When I was a 12-year-old boy, there used to be a Legion Hall sitting out here next door, and you know what? There was men in there, grown men in there, drinking and having a big time, I thought. Now, I went down there one night, me and two cousins of mine, and we knocked on the door. Man that run the place come to the door. We told him we wanted some alcohol. And he gave it to us. I took a couple of swallows of that stuff, and I thought that's the most ungodly taste I've ever put in my mouth. I mean, it was pitiful what it tasted like, I thought. But you know what I did? I done touched it. And I done tasted it. And I kept going back to it again and again and again. And it began to grow in my life until at 16, 17 years old, I'd knock on the door and they'd let me come in. And I'd sit down on a bar stool and I'd drink and I'd drink and I'd drink. And by the time I was 23 years old, I wasn't nothing but a drunk, friend. Hey, I was a drunk and I was on my way to a devil's hell.
I'm telling you the truth now.
That's the way sin starts out. It starts out small, just a little temptation. It don't matter if it's alcohol. It don't matter if it's drugs. It doesn't matter if it's adultery, fornication, lying, stealing, any form of immorality, friend. It'll start out with just a small temptation.
But it'll grow. It'll defile your whole life. It'll ruin you. It'll destroy you.
Not only was it the most dreaded of diseases, the most defiling, it was the most disfiguring.
You see, that leprosy, suppose it started on a man's hand. And it began to spread.
It was painful at first from what I've read. But as it spread and as it went deeper into the hand or whatever part of the body it was on, it destroyed the nerves to where the feeling left. And when the feeling was gone, then infection could set in and there'd be no pain there. And eventually that limb would fall off. That's how disfiguring leprosy was. That's how disfiguring sin is in your life. You know, God has given every one of us a conscience. Even the first time that the child is faced with the temptation, I believe, to lie or steal or whatever. There's something within us that's called conscience that teaches us right from wrong. God has given it to us. But you know, if you go and disobey your conscience and you go and take of sin and you continue in it, your conscience gets seared. To sin is the same way. You enter into sin and it may bother you at first and you may want to kind of hide it from everybody, but your conscience will get seared to where there's no feeling anymore of right and wrong.
That's the way the devil wants you. He'll have your life in such a mess, disfiguring.
Not only was it the most disfiguring, but I believe it's the most destructive. Look with me in the book of Leviticus just for a minute if you got your Bible this morning. Chapter number 13. I want to read two verses to you.
I'm talking about right now a destructive disease. Verse 45 says, "And the leper in whom the plague is, his clothes shall be rent, his head bare. He shall put a covering upon his upper lip and shall cry, 'Unclean, unclean.'" I remember when I was a lost man, sometimes I'd go into the church, Brother Lee, but I always felt like I was on the outside. I always felt unclean. I always felt filthy when I got around God's people and God's house. But a leper, when he seen somebody coming, hey, that didn't have leprosy, he'd have to cover his mouth and he'd have to cry, "Unclean! Unclean! Don't get close to me! I've got something you might catch." Destructive disease. Says, "All the days wherein the plague shall be in him, he shall be defiled. He is unclean. He shall dwell alone. Without the camp shall his habitation be." What's that got to do with sin? Sin works the same way. Sin destroys lives. Amen? Sin destroys. I've seen people let sin get into their life and it destroys their marriage. It destroys their home. It destroys things in their life. Sin doesn't just affect you, friend. It affects folks around you. Let me tell you, you let sin come in, friend, and it's going to be destructive. Hey, you just hang on to it. You just keep dwelling in sin, friend. Hey, destruction is down the road for you. Why do you think there's people living under bridges up here around Atlanta right now that's got to have wine every day? Hey, let me tell you, if it wasn't for the grace of God, I might be one of them today. Yeah, man, God's been good, ain't He? Hey, when He reached out to us and saved us, friend, it was an act of love and mercy. Let me tell you, this most destructive disease, it tore up relationships, it tore up friendships, it tore up, family everywhere, friend. Because that leper had to leave. Can you imagine going to the priest? And the priest is saying, "It's leprosy." He didn't get to go back home and tell his family goodbye. He didn't get to embrace his kids anymore. But he had to leave and he had to go without the camp and live there alone, the Bible says. That's the way sin will do you in your life. Daddies, mamas, you better listen to the man of God this morning. God sent this word in here for you. You let sin slip into your life, it can destroy your family. It can destroy your children, your hopes, your dreams, and it affects everybody around you. Destructive. Sin. You know that's exactly what the devil wants to do? To steal, to kill, and to destroy. He has no mercy. He loves death. And he wants to see you, your family, plunge into a devil's hell. Not only was this disease most dreaded and most defiling, most disfiguring and most destructive, it was the most deadly disease. It was a death sentence. For a priest to say, "It's leprosy," there was no known cure in this day. It took a divine act of God to heal anybody of leprosy. No, there were multitudes of people with leprosy throughout the Bible, but very few divine interventions in the Old Testament. But listen this morning. Back in Luke chapter number 5 right here, and picking up in verse 12 right here, we see a man that was in need of a miracle. I ask you again this morning, what do you need today for your life? We got a God that's still performing miracles this morning. Amen. You're looking at one right here.
I'm one that was a heartbeat out of hell. I'm one that deserved hell, friend. But Jesus come by one Sunday morning, hey, first Sunday in March of 1974, and he had a miracle for an old lost sinner, an old drunk, an old gambler, friend. It was just a stamp and a heartbeat out of a devil's hell, friend. But he reached that hand of mercy toward me, and he touched me, and he saved me. Well, listen, we still got a God of miracles this morning. Now I want you to notice, first of all, the timing of the miracle. Jesus was present. Listen, Jesus was present. I thank God this morning He's present today. I thank God this morning that He's still saving old sinners. This old man was full of leprosy, and he just happened to be present that day when Jesus come to town. Amen. Hey, I wonder this morning out of a crowd this big, no doubt there's somebody in here today that's full of leprosy today. God didn't send this message right here that it might return to Him void, friend. God sent it that it might touch somebody's heart this morning and show you that you need a cleansing, that you need a Savior this day. Oh, listen to me. Jesus was present. And the Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 55, seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him when He's near. Today's the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late. Listen to me. Jesus was present and Jesus had power. Look over in verse 41 of chapter 4. It says, and devils also came out of many. He's got the power this morning to take care of your sin. Let me tell you, when I was a lost man, Brother Lee, I didn't think I could turn loose alcohol. I didn't think I could quit again. I just didn't think. The devil was telling me everything. You can't do it. You can't do it. You can't do it. But you can do it. With His help. He's got the power. He's got the power to drive them devils out of you. Amen. Listen to me. You better realize the work of the devil in your life, friend. He wants to see you in a devil's hell. If he can get you under bondage of sin to a place where you think you can't turn it loose, he'll take you to a devil's hell, friend. You better call upon the Lord while He's near. Jesus was present. Jesus had power, and Jesus had pity. It says in verse 44, says when the sun was setting, they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto Him, and He laid His hands on every one of them and healed them. He didn't turn a one away. Not a one. He refuses none that would come unto Him. He's able to save to the uttermost them that come unto God by Him. But you know what? You've got to come like this old man did. You've got to make the move. You've got to come to Him. Listen to me. Listen to me. It says, and it came to pass in verse number 12. Don't let this day come to pass. If you're lost, if you're unclean, if you're defiled by sin this morning and you know that hell's going to be your home, don't let this day pass by you. I don't care if you got your name on the church roll. I don't care if you've been baptized 10 times. I was a church member. I was lost. I was on my way to hell. Didn't nobody have to tell me I was lost. I knew it. I knew I didn't have what the saints of God had, but I had my name on the church roll anyway. Oh, the mercy of God reached me though. Not only the timing of a miracle, but the trouble of the man. His condition, he was full of leprosy. He was full of leprosy. God didn't put that in there for no reason. From the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, he was covered with leprosy. He was totally consumed with leprosy. There's a verse back in Leviticus chapter number 13. It's just astounding to read to me. It says in chapter 13 and verse 12, it says, if a leprosy break out abroad in the skin, and the leprosy cover all the skin of him that hath the plague, from his head even to his foot, wheresoever the priest looketh. Listen to me. I'm talking about a man that was full of leprosy. Then the priest shall consider, and behold, if the leprosy have covered all his flesh, he shall pronounce him clean that hath the plague. Don't that sound crazy? He's covered from head to feet in leprosy, but the priest looks at him and he pronounces him clean. That's the way it is when we come to Jesus, friend. We've got to be totally convinced that we're a sinner, that there's no hope for us, friend. But when we come to our high priest, friend, the one that gave his life on Calvary's cross, friend, when we come to him and we see no hope, we see ourselves as a lost sinner. Hey, listen to me. He can pronounce you clean if you just come to him and show yourself to him and present yourself to him and take the grace that he has to offer. For you. This Bible is an amazing book. We got an amazing Savior. He was full of leprosy in his condition. In his condition, he was also fearful. Let me tell you something. If you're lost this morning, you better pray to God that He puts fear in your heart. Amen. When I was a lost man, I didn't have no fear of God. Maybe at times I did. Hell was just a cuss word to me. But let me tell you, the Holy Ghost of God was sent to me. The Holy Ghost of God was sent to me, and He put the fear of hell within me. And I couldn't get away from that fear. I lay down at night. Didn't know if I'd live to see morning, and I'd worry about lifting my eyes in hell. Hell became real to me. Listen, this man right here, I think he was fearful because of his condition. He was full of leprosy. Not only was he fearful for him, but I believe he saw his condition as final. Final. Fatal. You better see your sinful self as being in a fatal condition. A final condition. Because when sin is finished, friend, it brings forth death. For the wages of sin is death. And there's a payday coming someday, friend. You need to get your sin debt took care of today. So this man, I believe maybe he'd heard about the miracles. How that Jesus had healed them all that was brought to him. And this was his chance. This was his opportunity. And so, when Jesus was passing through, he came and he fell at his feet. You remember when you came to him? You fell at his feet. Cried out for mercy. Pitiful condition, wouldn't you? Pitiful shape. This old man, I believe, went from being full of leprosy to full of God. Amen. That's the way God works, ain't it? Full of sin to full of God. He takes away your sin and He fills you with the Holy Ghost. And He'll fill you again and again and again if you want Him to. The trust of the man. The timing of the miracle, the trouble of the man, but the trust of the man. He came to Jesus because there was hope there. I'm talking about a man, friend, listen to me. What great faith this man had. People didn't get healed of leprosy. They just didn't get healed of leprosy, but this man had faith and hope in Christ. That He could do something for him. He can do something for you too. Amen. Turning over a new leaf ain't going to get it. New Year's resolutions don't get it. Trying to do better don't get it. Trying to quit drinking ain't going to get it. You need to be saved. Get God's help in your life. He came to Jesus and he confessed to Jesus. How did he confess? He said, "If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." He was acknowledging the fact that he was unclean. Amen? That's what you got to do before the Lord can save you. You got to admit your unclean condition. And you've got to come to Him by faith and ask Him, "If thou wilt, thou can." Whew. Nobody was getting cleansed of leprosy, but this man said, "Thou can." He still can this morning. Amen. He had confidence. Lastly, this. Not only the timing of the miracle, the trouble of the man, the trust of the man, but the touch of the Master. The touch of the Master. You remember when He touched you and made you whole? I believe anybody that's been saved remembers the day they got saved and when Jesus touched you. I do. I don't know about you. I just believe you'd know it. Amen. Jesus, verse 13 says, "And He put forth His hand and He touched him, saying, I will be thou clean." It was a touch with compassion. Jesus reached out and touched him. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians, "He that knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of Christ." Can I tell you what Jesus did that day? When a leprous man cried, "Unclean, unclean," anybody that touched him became unclean. They became defiled. Jesus reached out and touched that man. But the man was made clean. Isn't that amazing? Hey, on Calvary's cross, friend, when Jesus hung there in open shame, He was holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, made higher than the heavens. He was a spotless Lamb of God. But on the cross of Calvary, friend, God took my sins and God took your sins and He laid them upon His Son that day that we might be made clean. That He might draw us with cords of love, that He might reach and touch us one day if we just fall before Him and ask Him for salvation. We could be clean because He took our sins and He paid our sin debt. Amen. Oh, listen, what compassion. Look, a man, "I will be thou clean." Can you imagine that man being on his face at Jesus' feet? "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And as Jesus reached down and touched him, he said, "I will be thou clean." When he came up, the hands that was once white as snow with leprosy, his body, his face, from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, was just as pure like a baby's skin, I believe. And God had made him whole. I'm glad He's still making folks whole in the day that we live. Don't matter how full of sin you are, He can change you. He can change you. He told him to go show the priest now what's happened to you. Great testimony that the Messiah had come to town. The only one that could take away leprosy had come to town. The only one that can take away your sins this morning, He's come to town. Y'all come with a song, Brother David, if you would. He's in town today.